Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Hot simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It surely is. Evil fucking every day of the week anymore. I mean, we just come on here to, you know, point out the outrages that are right in your fucking face anyway. But we do at least throw in a little bit of that fucking responsibility that we have to, well, stop it. To make it stop, to stop allowing it, but we got some outrage for you today. Anyway, where was we here? This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. Then enter. Then a nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. I'm your host, Henry Shively. I think I missed that. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the climate basin. And slowly but surely, but you get, I don't know, dread the smoke. I mean, but there's nothing to look forward to any goddamn more, I swear. Let's see what for the first outrage we're going to look at is. Biden subsidizes businesses with 35,000 foreign workers to hire for U.S. jobs as nearly 12 million Americans remain jobless. What's outrageous about that? Well, we'll find out as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Biden subsidizes business with 35,000 foreign workers to hire for U.S. jobs as nearly 12 million Americans remain jobless from Breitbart. This is sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. I seen a comment by NC and he was talking about, well, if you want a job and you can't find one, you're just fucking lazy. Well, that's fucking, I'll tell you what, NC. Well, I ain't gonna work for a goddamn fucking slave wage. I'm not going to work to fucking live in my fucking car. I'm not going to take the goddamn resources of my fucking country and hand them over to some fucking capitalist from another fucking country and live like a goddamn animal in my own goddamn country with scraps from my fucking own table. Every fucking foreigner needs their asses thrown out of here yester fucking day. Like old Trumpy said they was going to do. If you had no choice but to hire an American worker, you could get a goddamn living wage. Are you doing so fucking well? Are you really think you're getting a part of the richest country on planet fucking Earth when the son of a bitch belongs to you and the son of a bitch that's fucking wants to hire you is a fucking Chinaman who came here to fucking exploit that which could not be given taken away from we the American people and given to the motherfucker? Along with incentives to pay to set up his fucking whole business for nothing so that they can take over this fucking country and we can kowtow to the motherfuckers? Start thinking, brother. Fuck these cocksuckers. They want fucking favor. If these capitalists could have goddamn free fucking labor, would they have it? Would they take it? Would they watch people just fucking starving and just turn or go drive in, you know, into their part of the fucking community where everybody's fucking living it up, eating caviar and drinking champagne? A part of this fucking country belongs to every American fucking national. And by God, we haven't had it taken from us through the due process of the law as required by the Supreme Superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We have been fucking ripped off. This has been nothing but corporate fucking welfare. I guess the corporations, some cocksucker getting fucking $50 million from his fucking daddy who fucking stole it from the American people and sitting on his ass all his life should be admired. Why the person who won't work for a fucking slave wage should be fucking criticized. You're lazy. We'll see how fucking lazy we are. When we come to take it back, you'll see how fucking lazy we are. Didn't like that comment, brother. Really didn't. President Joe Biden is subsidizing businesses with 35,000 more to H-2B visa workers to hire for non-agriculture jobs. See, all they wanted to do, we just want the jobs that we didn't want to do. Don't you remember that fucking lie? We didn't want to do the agriculture jobs. Who in the hell done them until then? Well, that'd been us, but we didn't want to do those agriculture jobs because they paid shit. So that the capitalists who were investors in corporations, not just fucking people who owned the fucking farms, not the family fucking farm, the people who owned the corporations, the fucking communists and the goddamn fascist motherfucking capitalist motherfuckers, could fucking make, they want more and more and more, and them to get higher and higher and you to get lower and lower, when their fucking intelligence does not warrant any such goddamn elevation of them above you. Let alone their aptitude. Let alone their all they fucking learn how to do is they go to business school. I took business in fucking college and I learned how to fucking steal. I learned how to use fucking human beings to fucking so I don't have to fucking work. They're the lazy motherfuckers. Non-agriculture jobs in the United States. Yeah, that's right. Nobody wanted to do them fucking jobs. Nobody wants to do any fucking jobs. Nobody wants to work for a fucking slave wage. Not when we're supposed to be entrepreneurs with the fucking goddamn free enterprise system with the goddamn currency that is fucking a debt-free currency made of men from silver and gold to fucking work with so that we can benefit from what belongs to us. It's not so one son of a bitch, one fucking capitalist cocksucker who'll go suck dick or provide his fucking goddamn children to suck dick or whatever it takes to get the goddamn lease on our fucking property without our fucking consent and without our any due process of the law to fucking take it from us judicially. Plain and fucking simple. We're being fucked. And it ain't okay with me in any fucking way. And the people that are telling them to shove the thing is, you fucking people are allowing these goddamn scab motherfuckers from every fucking country on the goddamn planet to come into the country and fuck you. That's the only way you are lacking in fucking initiative is fucking getting rid of these son of a bitches. You're allowing this shit. Okay, on Monday, Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro, wonder where the fuck that fucker came from, Mark Yorkas, wonder where that motherfucker came from, sitting Cuba. In a cush fucking job, go ahead, sorry.
Cuba.
Goddamn, you fucking Cuba, exactly. Fucking Cuba. See, that motherfucker, he's driving a goddamn Beamer. He's not doing anything but fucking taking phone calls and fucking writing shit down because he's one of the boys. He joined the Masonic Brotherhood in fucking goddamn Cuba. That's why the fucker's here. Those are the fuckers that are trying to take us over. It's called the International Corporate Fucking Mafia. And nothing they do is okay with me. I've given them no fucking consent to do anything in my country. They need to get every one of these foreign motherfuckers the fuck out of here before we have to remove them with our fucking arms. On Monday, Department of Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that the administration would begin allowing businesses to hire up to 35,000 additional foreign H-2B visa workers for non-agriculture jobs in construction, hospitality, and landscaping. Get the fuck out of my country. You are not allowed here. I am the sovereign of this goddamn country. These motherfucking goddamn occupiers do not have the fucking authority to give away what is mine. It's all fraud, and we're taking it back. And you motherfuckers come, and you know exactly what you're doing. I don't want to hear about it. I want a better fucking life. I'll give you a better fucking death. Get the fuck out. You've declared war. You've got fucking war, you motherfuckers. And everybody feels, oh, they just want to come here. Get out! I don't want you here. My country. This preemptive move by Mayorkas lets seasonal employees off the hook from recruiting Americans by offering better wages. We're not supposed to be working for fucking wages. We're not supposed to be working for fucking existence as goddamn slaves. We're supposed to be prospering. This is the fucking wealthiest country on planet fucking Earth, and it be fucking longs to the American nationals. By God! And working conditions. Robert Law, with the Center for Immigration Studies wrote, instead, the federal government will subsidize bad business models, or simply further enrich the goddamn capitalist motherfuckers who want to fuck another man to do their fucking work. You fucking, you're the lazy motherfuckers. You want your fucking mammon to fucking do it for you, don't you? Shove it up your ass. You're going to wish you didn't have it when the time comes. Enrich employers by giving them access to more cheap foreign workers than otherwise would be allowed. Who fucking will allow this? Who has the authority to allow this? Who has the authority to take from an American national without going through the due process of law, which is the fucking law of this fucking land, the common law of this fucking land, and which was ratified by we the people December 15, 1791. Who has that authority? I want to see his fucking authority. I want to see this Mayorkas. This cocksucker is an unelected fucking nobody. He's some fucking spick motherfucker from Cuba. Of course he wants to fucking drive that Beamer. He fuck you right in the ass to do it too. He ain't no goddamn American. He ain't your fucking brother. He ain't your fucking fellow American. He has nothing to do with our culture. And he sure has no stake in our fucking country because he is a fucking foreigner. He needs to get the fuck out of my country. Get out! That's a fucking order! You're breaking my fucking law by being here, you son of a bitch! Get out! Access to more cheap foreign workers than otherwise would be allowed. Allowed by who? Who has the authority to allow my fuck what belongs to me to be taken without the procedural due process? I am absolutely guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights. Who? This fucking Cuban? You want a fucking bet? The administration announced months ago that they would help subsidize business by inflating the U.S. labor market even more. Oh, see, we're just inflating the market and all this fucking international fucking crime by this international corporate fucking mafia. We're just inflating stuff here. We're shutting off oil over here. So we end up robbing the people. What little goddamn money you can make, those motherfuckers are taking at the goddamn gas pumps. And they're doing it deliberately now. There's none of this supply and demand bullshit. We'll just produce, if we just produce less, you have to pay more. For your own fucking god, and we put your fucking product that came from your natural resources on the world market. That's why we wanted to have a world fucking market. So we could fuck you Americans. If you got a fucking dollar, we could fucking take it from you. We're spineless pieces of shit who don't even get out of the fucking chair to steal from you. We're so fucking worthless. We steal with fucking paper. We steal with fucking goddamn foreign law being allowed to operate in this United States of America in direct violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Law, the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You son of a bitch and traitors, you will fucking face that fucking hemp rope. I cannot wait to see it bite into your fucking neck. I can't wait to see the shit come down your fucking legs. Further enriching employees by giving them corporate fucking welfare. Which is what it has been. I mean, all my life growing up, welfare was an ugly fucking word. Because, oh, goddamn, if you had to, but when, you know, you go to work, hey, man, what the fuck, you're taking this much money out of my goddamn check? Well, that's for the safety net for American safe. See, that's for the safety net. But if you go and take it, you're a fucking goddamn, you're a freeloading son of a bitch. If you go and take the money, you paid in. And that's the way it's going to be by the time you guys my age. I only got a couple more years. I could fucking actually retire earlier. But that's the way it's going to be. That we'll get no fucking retirement. Oh, if you go and take retirement, you'll be a fucking freeloader. And there's two or three fucking Mexicans, three Hondurans, some El Salvadorians who could take your fucking place. And we don't fucking need you because we already stole your goddamn money already anyway. And when you look back on it, when you take away what they stole from you through that fraud, that socialist, communist fucking fraud of fucking Social Security, you'll find out you work for fucking minimum fucking wage. All that fucking money they... Goddamn, I think about the people I know. I think about my dad. How much fucking money they took, and they're taking in dollars from back in the fucking 50s and 60s, 40s, 50s and 60s. How much more were those fucking dollars worth than these fucking dollars today? I mean, I know, they just fucking flats. They stole a ton of fucking my dad's fucking sweat and labor. They've stole a ton of my fucking sweat and labor. They've stole a ton of every fucking working person's in this country's fucking, sweat and fucking labor. And then Bill Clinton, he balanced the budget, don't you know? Hey, he's the only president to ever balance a budget. How'd he balance that budget? He went into that fucking lockbox that went, hey, nobody's ever going to know. This is your, don't tell nobody. This is your secret number. This is your Social Security number. This is your account number. You keep this in your pocket. You don't show it to nobody, man. Nobody needs to know your number. This is something you don't want to get out there. Now, if you want to buy a pack of fucking bubble gum, you better whip out that goddamn fucking government worker ID number. And you better fucking hand it over to him because Billy Clinton, he emptied the goddamn lockbox. That's how he balanced the fucking budget. And he stuffed it full of fucking IOUs that ain't worth the fucking paper they're written on. Without fucking shit. There was never authority for the goddamn Social Security system to even exist. If we'd have been enforcing the fucking Bill of Rights back then, there wouldn't have been the robber barons that fucking caused the goddamn people to fucking jump at socialism as any kind of a goddamn relief from the fucking monsters, these capitalist cocksuckers who would fucking work somebody for less than they can feed their fucking family and sit there and watch them go hungry and say, with their nose up in the fucking air, I've got to go eat my caviar. You'll fucking have that caviar shoved on your corpse, motherfucker. We've had enough of this shit. We know who we are. We know what you've stolen from us. And by God, we want it back. And we want you punished. We want you completely dispossessed. And then we want you tried for the treason you have committed against the people of the United States of America. And myself as an individual, I want your ass. I'm going to hang you out inside the goddamn courthouse on a lamppost. And under our law that we ratified, this is our fucking country, you fucking prick. You own one little tiny fucking portion if you're an American national. And that's all you can access for fucking nothing. You come after what belongs to the rest of us, we can tell you no. It's like this asset fucking forfeiture or the goddamn, what the hell is it? Eminent domain. Eminent domain is bullshit. You can't, if that fucking jury says fuck you, it's fuck you. You know, they ain't nowhere in this whole goddamn fucking nation where the state is superior to the fucking individual free sovereign national. We are the nationals. We are the sovereigns of this goddamn nation. We are the kings, the queens, the princes, the princesses. Got it? And we have our fucking liberty teeth to back it with. You fucking think you could take away the courts that you have, the dumbest fucking thing you ever did. You left us only one fucking option. And we're coming out of this fucking jungle. We're going to feed on you, you motherfuckers. Like you've been feeding on us for 100, 200 fucking years. You're going to pay for what your ancestors did because you're doing the same fucking thing. It's the same fucking cliques. It's the same fucking goddamn churches. It's the same fucking goddamn Masonic fucking lodges, moose clubs, all these fucking private fucking goddamn societies. You can have your fucking a private fucking club in this country, but you ain't gonna run for no goddamn public office. So you can go down to the goddamn local Masonic lodge and award contracts to your buddies who are kicking you fucking bucks this way and kicking bucks. I gotta wonder how much money those motherfuckers are holding. How come they've never been investigated? You ever ask yourself that? Something that big, nation fucking wide, world fucking wide, taking in that kind of money, and they've never been fucking investigated, people. Okay, offering Americans better wages and working conditions, Robert Law with the Center for Immigration Studies wrote, instead, the federal government will subsidize bad business models. Well, I guess it's bad if you're on the fucking slave end of it, ain't it? But if you're one of them fucking capitalist motherfuckers who your money is making your fucking, your money's out there doing the sweat and doing the work to make you fucking, your fucking wealth. Not some son of a bitch who fucking isn't getting fucking half of what a fucking day's work would be worth in a country this fucking rich. No, we'll bring in fucking foreigners from, no, you won't. You do not have our permission. You do not have our consent. You try to tell me you could go across this country to the American nationals one-on-one and ask them, do you want fucking some them to pump fucking foreigners in here so that you people that work for a fucking wage can fucking work for less so these motherfuckers can compete with your fucking goddamn labor you're offering? Do you want that? What would be the answer, people? Once again, you think these son of a bitches represent you? You're the dumbest fucker that ever breathed air. The administration announced months ago that they would help subsidize corporate fucking welfare. I was talking about, you know, growing up, you know, welfare was an ugly fucking thing. Hell, in my grandfather's time, getting a loan was a fucking, like getting welfare. But I mean, if fucking, you paid for it, you know. The welfare that most poor people get, you know, when they, you know, they, the derivatives bubble pops or something through fucking international fucking fraud, nobody goes to fucking jail. They make record profits right up to this fucking date today. When that happens, that's your safety net, don't you know? That's your you can only access that if you're in dire straits, you're going to starve to death, and they're trying to make it so you can't even get a hold of that. Because they want pure international fucking socialism. That should go to somebody in fucking Honduras. Because this is their fucking country. No, it fucking ain't. It fucking ain't. At any rate, since the goddamn inception of this country, it has been corporate fucking welfare. And that's just the way of the Zionist Jew, isn't it? To be hitting you and saying, don't stop hitting me. I mean, turn around and ask you to stop doing what they're fucking doing. These motherfuckers have sucked us like a goddamn, I won't go there. The ladies are listening. You know what they've done. You know how they've fucking done it. And then, just come up with this. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, it was the Democrats are for the working man. Republicans are for the fucking the rich and the fucking business, you know, the white collar motherfuckers. That's what it was, that false left paradigm bullshit fucking. They were always for fucking international communism. Hell, we fought a fucking world war to ensure international fucking communism, didn't we? If we didn't do it for that, what the fuck did we do it for? What are we living in right now? You people over in fucking England, what are you living in now? What did your people die for? International fucking communism, a one world motherfucking dictatorship. I'll never live under it. And we do have the means to fucking wipe these mother hand. I mean, a handful. It ain't like there's these huge armies of like Alexander, their legions and what might have you, or fucking the Roman legions and stuff. This is a handful of motherfuckers hiring fucking mercenaries who you can make real quick, not want that job not worth having. If you can't collect that paycheck because you're fucking dead, then it's not such a good deal for the fucking mercenary who is, if they're, and they don't even have to be a part of this fucking country. And a lot of them aren't. If you go through the police, what they call the police forces, the Blackwater USA that is in this fucking country right now, you will find so many fucking foreigners. You'll find people who can't hardly talk fucking English. That's a goddamn fact. They're not making, that's the next thing they're not going to be making any bones about. See, they're coming in with this international, the United Nations made this policy right here and we got to enforce it. You fucking try and enforce something on me, it violates my rights. I will blow your fucking head off. I will kill you dead. I may die. But I will kill as many of you fucking scumbag motherfuckers as I fucking can. Because I will not be a fucking slave. And I will not settle for the scraps for my own table. I was here before this fucking country was. This fucking place belongs to me. And every American national that has fucking been born in this goddamn country, and it can trace their lineage back. And I mean, we've talked about it before, that we're going to have to deal with a lot of people who are fucking good. We're good Americans. They fucking believe in that fucking Bill of Rights. Well, some do. Some say they do until they find out that capitalism pays better, get more fucking mammon. They're fucking living for fucking mammon. That is, when you're, this country is, if this country is destroyed, it will be destroyed by a fucking God that shoved your God right up your fucking ass. Think about that out there, you fucking theologists. That fucking God, mammon, I can look at it, I can touch it, and I can see its fucking power. It's awesome fucking power. And I can see how the goddamn finest of people say, oh, God bless you. God bless this country. God bless. Give me that dollar. That is how it is, and you fucking know it. That's why we can't get this shit straightened out. Because God, these people who, I mean, call themselves Christian. I mean, the worst thing, mammon is fucking, that's evil. It's supposed to be, but you fucking gravitate to it. I mean, if there's a way you could screw somebody out of a fucking dollar, you'll fucking do it. If you could fucking capitalize on a goddamn misery, if you could capitalize on the fucking enslavement of your fellow fucking man, you would fucking do it. You've done it. I've watched it fucking all my goddamn life. You shouldn't be able, you just say at least be, well, you ain't going to be honest about shit because you're not fucking a goddamn Christian. You couldn't tell the truth if somebody had a gun to your fucking head. You knew that telling the truth wouldn't even harm you. You would have to lie because that fucking mammon fucking has your soul. You have sold your own people out. You motherfuckers are all going. Every one of you. We're taking back everything. The people that are left here will be fucking honest, fucking decent fucking people. And we will have morality. We'll have morality because it will take morality to fucking defeat this fucking goddamn Zionism. This goddamn Ashkenazi fucking goddamn debauchery. That's all you can fucking call it. I mean, shit, in my life I've seen this. I mean, this country was in bad shape. When I look back on the history and read the history of what was really going on and understand what I was actually looking at as to what I was being told I was looking at, when I'm examining it through my own fucking eyes and looking at it logically through the lens of fucking goddamn truth, I mean, God, Jesus, what I've seen in my lifetime, I can relate to fucking goddamn Crazy Horse and fucking Sitting Bull. I can relate to them. The lying son of a bitches, I mean, from the fucking East Coast all the way across this country. Lie after lie. This country was built on fucking lies, and everybody knows it. Lies fucking put forth, followed by, God bless you, and God bless this country. And you're fucking liar. You know you're lying, and you still follow it with those fucking words. Yet you know how much that demeans the very thought of your fucking theology? It shows it's just a fucking tool. It's a fucking tool to try to, well, get in better with mammon. To get more fucking mammon. Oh, I'm sick. I don't want to read no more of this fucking jobless shit. I mean, this, fuck, of course they're going to come in. Of course, every fucking good capitalist wants fucking absolute free labor. You work till you, even if you're, you know, 18 years old, you work. And if you don't even have to pay for food, if there's another one to follow, there's just plenty. I mean, you got 7 billion people to get rid of here. And boy, could you stack up the cash. And man, that's really what it's all about, ain't it? That mammon. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Because I'm the one.
The
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. It's something that changed the mood. I don't know. Can maybe piss you off more. So what's we have next? Outrage. Dr. Fossey, who has no, is an unelected fucking nobody, son of a bitch. He's just another fucker like me. And in a common law court, I'd rip him to fucking shreds. Because he couldn't have a fucking corporation behind him known as the United States of the Americas. A fucking United States corporation and all the might of the fucking stolen resources of this country. And I could just shred that fucker. I could have him skin the fucking live for that dirty fucking powerless son of a bitch has done without judicial fucking authority. Dr. Fossey on COVID lockdowns. I don't like mandating. Will you little pimp motherfucker come mandate something to me? Right, come walk up to my fucking face and tell me to do anything. I'll spit in your face before I bitch slap you. Fly to your ass and you're laying in your own fucking piss. You nothing, little son of a bitch. You gotta call your balls, don't you? I don't like, you ain't got the goddamn authority to mandate shit, buddy. What you have mandated is your own goddamn hanging. for violation of the fucking ninth article of the people's absolute, unalienable, ratified by we the people, law of December 15, 1791. You are fucking so in violation in your goddamn corporation, you're in bed with every single fucking one of them, as individuals can be taken, and we are going to hang your motherfucking asses for daring to assume an authority over a fucking sovereign. We are the sovereigns of this motherfucking country. It's our blood that fucking took it. Piece of shit. Anyway, mandating things. I don't like pushing people for, punishing people for doing, you can't come punish me, you little fuck. You don't do nothing. See, I love these, that's like that Blumenthal. He's always talking tough. Look at that fucking motherfucker. I wouldn't even have to double up my fist. Slap him across the face, he'd go down, I guarantee it. And piss on himself. Either one of these, any of these fucking cocksuckers. I don't like punishing people. You ain't got nothing. You have to try to pay somebody for the balls to try to punish. Have them come fucking punish me, you motherfucker. See if it's worth a fucking wage to get a bullet in your fucking mouth. You cocksucking little piece of shit. For not doing something. Well, you don't tell us what to fucking do, you little non-governmental little motherfucker. You just put your pants on one leg at a time, just like I do. And anything, and you have, I've seen you, you little fucking goddamn, you're sickening. You have to fucking, I don't know, to goddamn roll my ball over to the fucking door, you'd have to go hire somebody. You're nothing. You're a little fucking pimp punk that got pushed down on the playground your whole fucking career in school. And now you think you got some kind of fucking authority. You don't. You don't. You can get some people who fucking will work for a wage to try and force your unlawful fucking dictates that are without judicial authority. You can do that. But finally, we're going to get to you, you little bastard. And you are one motherfucker I want to see go through a common law court. And I want to prosecute. If I'm alive, if I'm not, there'll be plenty who are. I will prosecute, man. Oh. You are, now hanging ain't good enough for you, you little son of a bitch. And making the most, more than any public appointment, more than the fucking president, huh? But there ain't a president. God, you know, fuck, it's hard to talk about this shit. The CEO. Oh no, wait a minute. The corporate monarch. You know, the queen's, well, I guess it'd be the queen's governor of the colonies. Because nothing has fucking changed in this country in 240 fucking years. They were ready to get their asses wiped out, and so they played a con. And it's been a 240-year con that needs to come to a fucking stop yesterday. We squished them. They're nothing. And their Jewish fucking masters are nothing. You Rothschilds at the top, young man, I want to see you faggot motherfuckers in a goddamn court when you're being accused of the fucking crimes you have absolutely committed prima fucking facie. When you have no goddamn, I want to see you pleading to that fucking jury not to let me hang you out in the fucking goddamn courthouse yard on a goddamn lamp. I want to hear you down on your fucking knees and then let them tell you sentenced to be hung out on the courtyard on a fucking lamppost right now. You son of a bitch. Dr. Fossey on Tuesday testified before the Senate Committee on Appropriations. On Joe Biden's 2023 budget request for the National Institute of Health. National Institute of Health, I don't see, although that's another one of them non-governmental fucking goddamn private corporations that think that this country is being run on the goddamn Uniform Commercial Code, which is a direct violation of the fucking ninth article of that unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 that belongs to we, the fucking people, the supreme superior authority, judicial authority in this goddamn country. And we got the fucking goddamn means to back it, you fucking pricks. Bossy was asked about COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, you keep on doing it. We know it don't fucking exist. You've convinced all you're going to convince. Of course, this is just to piss us off. This is to see how far we'll be pushed. You know, this is a fucking punk. This is a fucking little punk coward. He's, you know, these corporations, they got, try to act like they're like the fucking grouse. They're all puffed up like they're big, but they're just a little skinny ass fucking chicken in the middle. You get that little chicken around the neck, snap its fucking neck like it wasn't even nothing. COVID-19, my fucking ass. COVID vaccines, my fucking ass. It's not a fucking vaccine. It's a DNA fucking altering fucking RNA treatment, isn't it? By the CDC, the private corporation, CDC's own fucking goddamn admission. But see, they'll tell you the truth and then turn around and start telling the lie over and over again. Goebbels is not winning this one. Give it up, motherfucker. And what lesson he learned from the lockdowns during the pandemic? Well, I learned a lesson. Oh, I never locked down. I never did one motherfucking thing you fuckers told me to. Period. And I never will. You don't have the fucking authority. You don't have the fucking court to compel me. And you have come at me in fucking in aggression, and you think you're going to force me by force of fucking arms? I'll fight your fucking ass. I will not. I don't like mandating things. I don't like punishing people for doing something. Fossey said, "You don't do nothing. You couldn't kill a fucking fly, you wimp, you little pimp, little fucking. I mean, you're pathetic. Try to act like you have power. You have no fucking power. You've got fucking mammon at your disposal through the fucking goddamn robber barons and the corporations, both on the communist fucking side and the fascist fucking side. They're both capitalists to the fucking max of that fucking meaning of that word. Oh, we're a different kind of capitalist. See, I'm a different kind of capitalist. There's only one kind of fucking capitalist. User. Usury. Taking somebody else's fucking sweat in the days of their fucking life for you, because you're so special, you get fucking lead, motherfucker. Right through your fucking brain pan. Fossey, just last month praised communist China. Well, of course he did. It's this fucking, got international communism. You know, that's why that fucking Putin and all the shit's going on over there in Ukraine. It was supposed to be international communists across the world, and the fucking Russians were supposed to be the fucking big daddy of the motherfucking deal. Only they forgot that the fucking Jews are going to choose who the Jews choose, and that's going to be the fucking Rothschilds. They're going to be at the top, and then the royal fucking families down through there with the monarchies that we're going to fucking crush. There will be no more motherfucking dropping out of a twat into fucking goddamn, into fucking wealth. It ain't going to happen. The people aren't going to pay you for just being shit out. You will be equal and even on an even playing field. And if you're a dumb son of a bitch and inbred motherfucker like those royal family over there, I guess you're in a world of fucking hurt, aren't you? Fossey just last month praised communist China's COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And you're not going to ever say it that I'm not going to say it don't fucking exist, because it doesn't. Pandemic. There's been no fucking pandemic. The pandemic is a pandemic of goddamn socialism of every fucking flavor, including capitalism, because it is fucking socialism, because it is nothing but corporate welfare, and that's all it's ever fucking been. Strategy and discussing the reason for lockdowns to get everyone vaccinated with experimental vaccines. You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated so that when you open up, you won't have a surge of infections. Fuck you. Fuck you, you little pimp. You little nothing fucking. I can't insult you. You can't insult the fucking maggot. I mean, you can sit there and say say the worst things you can think of to a maggot, and it's still just a fucking maggot that. It's uninsultable. It's so fucking, it's such an insult to fucking life and to reality. Fossey is an unelected bureaucrat who isn't beholden to the American people. So he should never have any power anyway. Oh, really? Gateway pundit, goddamn, you discovered uranium, didn't ya? Somebody has to fucking say this? Somebody has to fucking say this? Really? Climate Marshall Plan. UN joins World Economic Forum called to end oil, gas, and coal use. Oh, here's that goddamn world government. This is how they created that federal government, people. That's why it was never ratified by we the people. That's why it was never put in the ratification process. They just fucking did it. And then started writing policies and well, then, you know, they were unenforceable there for the longest time. And then in the 30s, they, you know, where they had a great depression in the 20s and 30s. They had the Great Depressions, and then you had the bad guys that would go out there who weren't going to fucking live like that, who weren't going to be fucking goddamn dogs, who weren't going to be treated like third worlders in the goddamn country that belonged to them, that was the richest country on the goddamn planet. These motherfuckers have just kept their goddamn currency and their shit out of this country. We'd be living fine. But then we have to give the FBI guns. No. The government was never supposed to have guns. If we needed guns, we called out the fucking militia. The people. The people were to have the fucking goddamn guns and the monopoly on power in this goddamn country. That's what they promised you in them Federalist Papers, don't you remember? You don't need no Bill of Rights. Look at this. What could we do with this? And the anti-Federalists wrote a fucking book on it. What they could do with it, what they would do with it, and what they have fucking done with it, down to the last goddamn detail. Haven't they? That's why they wrote the Bill of Rights right off of that goddamn Federalist Papers, how to counter what they saw as their fucking attack strategy. And they checkmated them with that 9th and 10th article. They can't get around that son of a bitch. It's like Misty trying to speak on that program the other day. No, you can't say that. Not on my program. No. But I'll answer any question. I'll ask any question about my, what the hell did he call it? I can't remember what the fucking phrase he used, but my theory on this lying bullshit. There's no theory in law, you dickhead. Anybody out there that thinks there's a theory in law is a fucking fool. Law has to be pure fucking fact, or else it's arbitrary and capricious, and it's not fucking equal, and it's not fucking fair, and it is not justice. It has to be fact. And your shit ain't facts. And anybody that expatriates, which is the fucking, you're still in the goddamn admiralty. You expatriate through the admiralty. And then they could actually deport your ass. Whereas if you just claim your fucking rights on the spot, which is your absolute fucking duty on the fucking spot, you know, you're not going to violate this and we're not going to go to court or nothing. You have no fucking paperwork to even be standing in front of me. You are a non-governmental fucking, enforcer wearing a fucking union badge, motherfucker. You have no authority over me. Boom. Now you're fucking out. Now it's been enforced, right? Like it's supposed to be, right on the spot. You try to take somebody to jail without a fucking warrant, they got the right to blow your fucking head off, believe it or not. And I mean not a goddamn fucking computer-generated warrant from your fucking buddies over at the fucking lodge. I'm talking about a fucking complaint from an individual in their individual capacity with a goddamn affidavit attached to it. Lawful fucking reason to fucking even talk to me. You have to have it. I'm free. I go where I want. I do what I fucking want. And it's none of your fucking business. What money I make is none of your fucking business. It was never supposed to be. We were guaranteed it never would be. But that was one of the first things, the Whiskey Rebellion, when George Washington, you know, that fucking toothless motherfucking goddamn dick-sucking Mason went down with federal fucking troops to enforce a fucking unlawful excise tax. This country began in fucking treason. I mean, well, treason, why didn't the guy who had, you already fought a fucking hell of a war. I mean, goddamn, they didn't, you starved, you fucking walked around with rags wrapped around your bloody fucking feet. You fucking did incredible fucking things. And when the militias came out of the mountains to back you, you fucking tore their asses up. They fucking know it. But goddamn, the day, April 19th, 1775, it's been taken off the fucking calendar. That's why they want rid of all the statues and everything. So you can forget where you came from and forget that you come from a mean motherfucking stock. And we don't get down on our goddamn knees for no motherfucker. Especially a little pimp like fucking Fosse. And now here they're doing the same thing. Like I said, they're building a fucking government. out of fucking thin fucking air. Has there been any voting going on by the fucking people? Any consent given by the fucking people? They can't give it to a representative because there isn't a legitimate, ever been a legitimate fucking election in this goddamn country. And nobody can represent me but me. If I'm a fucking individual, free, sovereign, national, every one of us is different, which we absolutely are. And each one of us is born with our unalienable fucking rights as an individual. Nobody can represent me but me. They knew that. That's the first catch they tried to throw in there so that they could start walking around that fucking Bill of Rights. It's the Constitution. That's why they wanted to attach to the Constitution. That's your constitutional rights. No, that Constitution didn't give me shit for rights. The Constitution is a contract about fucking government power. And what are the people going to allow these cocksuckers who are supposed to be our fucking servants? What little tiny bit of power are we going to allow them to have that we can take away at a whim? And they sure as hell better not be violating a fucking right with pretending they have that kind of fucking power, because they don't. They never did. They never could. And again, it's because we're allowing it. We don't, I mean, fuck, it's no wonder, you know, that it's so hard for people to, you know, find out about who they are and what they are and what their jurisdictional authority is, and that they're the fucking goddamn sovereigns of this country. When you could get on a fucking, you know, a rich man's fucking program, I guarantee you that motherfucker, he ain't got 50 fucking algorithms running on his goddamn server so that he, you know, try to keep his words from getting out. He's one of the boys. He's a corporate cocksucker. He's a goddamn capitalist. But but when somebody comes up and tries to just ask a question about the truth. You're not going to do that, my brother. I'm going to get rid of her. Get rid of her. Because you can't answer them fucking questions, can you? I've had your asses in court. And I fucking held your ass to the fucking flame and watched you fucking squirm. You can't answer them because the only answer is that you're committing fucking high treason and fucking sedition, isn't it? That you've been committing high treason and sedition since fucking Abraham Lincoln fucking declared martial law on the fucking United States of America without any fucking authority to do so, in violation of the 9th article of that unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, and the 9th article and the 10th article. You show me where in there that the fucking, that can be touched. The enumeration in the Constitution was supposed to be the only fucking other document involved here. Of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others. Others! That means our free fucking liberty and our freedom and our goddamn right to own land and property and our jurisdictional authority over this country. Others retained by the people. The people have failed to fucking goddamn enforce their rights. That is our problem. And when you try to get everybody on one page and say, hey, you know, you got a fucking beef, you want to try a theocracy, you want to fucking fight me? Let's get this shit out of the fucking way first. Let's all come together on that one fucking page, because then everybody ain't arguing over what we should do this way, that way. No, we're just going to enforce that simple fucking law. When we get done and we got this country back, you got a fucking beef, step up, motherfucker. I'll fight you. You don't want to do it in the common law court because you know you'll get your ass kicked if you try to suggest another fucking form of government for this country that would allow you to violate my fucking rights. So you won't do it that fucking way. You don't want to do it that way because you lose. Because government shall make no law establishing a religion or forbidding the free exercise thereof. That's just as clear as it can fucking get. So keep your fucking beliefs to yourself. If you have your beliefs and you believe you want to believe, I'll fucking die for your right to believe what you want to fucking believe. But you will die also for my right not to believe what you believe. To believe what I want to fucking believe. As long as neither one of us is trying to coerce or fucking harm another or take another's fucking rights away through our fucking beliefs. And that's all in the fuck you're doing. You'd have me fucking live by your interpretation of the fucking law of the Bible, which is fucking open subject matter from fucking open from the first page to the last fucking page. Absolutely fucking open subject matter is theology. What is the root there? Theology. That's theory. Hypothetical. Ain't that what the fuck was goddamn destroying this country right now? Living on hypotheticals? World Economic Forum call to oil and gas. UN Chief Antonio Guterres, oh, there's another goddamn Antonio Guterres. He came here two weeks ago, man, and now he's been driving a Beamer. He's got a fucking penthouse apartment. And fucking he's an authority over you. Did you know that? No, you're not, you fucking spick motherfucker. You're nobody to me. You're just another son of a bitch I need to send back to fucking probably Cuba or fucking Guatemala. Hard to tell where your fucking foreign ass came from. But you need to get the fuck out of my country. In fact, I'm ordering your ass out, Antonio Guterres. Get the fuck out. I'm the American national here. It's my fucking country. And these fuckers who have allowed you in did not have the authority to take from me without due process of the law that which they are giving to you, you son of a bitch. So what you think, I really don't give a fuck. Oil, gas, and coal use in favor of renewable sources as part of a self-described global climate Marshall Plan. Hey, are the Chinese going to be in on that? You guys, I'll bet you right now, I haven't looked it up in quite a while, but I bet we're still paying China a goddamn gratuity for a fucking developing nation. Right fucking now, I guarantee you we are. This is the most corrupt fucking world that has ever... Well, it's the communication that allowed it. When the communication between the fucking mafias and the corrupt motherfuckers gets together, you know, this is mafia. They try to act like, oh, the mafias just disappeared here in the United States. No, they went international and they incorporated internationally. And they're fucking stealing more than they ever fucking stole before. And they are killing more than they ever fucking killed before. They are committing world genocide right in front of your fucking face, and there's just a handful of them. It would be nothing to take them out. But you have to fucking do it. You have to enforce your individual rights and your individual fucking freedoms. You have to enforce every fucking right in that goddamn Bill of Rights. Even if it's somebody you don't like. You cannot stand there and want somebody's fucking rights be fucking violated when you know it's happening. Or else you become a fucking a party to it, don't you? If every fucking American national fucking just said, fuck no. You do it, I'll die. We'll die right here on the spot. It's going to fucking stop now. Today. It has to. This is what has to happen. Either that or you might as well just fucking go over there and dig your own fucking hole and shoot your own self in the back of the head with a .40 caliber pistol and save the communists and the fascists and the fucking capitalists some goddamn money. Why don't you? Anyway, that's enough ranting for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. More outrage, I promise. And that is the word from the trenches.